Blog Talk Radio.
Do not be afraid. The power of the Holy Spirit is with you. Is with you. Amen.
Come now, let us reason together. Question everything. Welcome to Sacerdotus Radio, a show on God, faith, the Catholic Church, science, philosophy, reason and otherworldly issues. Join the host as he tackles today's errors and refutes the fallacies of atheism and misconceptions on God, the Catholic Church and science. And now here is your host, Sacerdotus.
Hello, welcome to Sacerdotus Radio. We're now in the season of Lent, and we have celebrated Ash Wednesday. We receive the ashes on the forehead as a sign of repentance, penance, and humility. We are reminded that we are dust, and to dust we shall return. We are not an end in ourselves. To be reminded that we are merely dust is a big statement. It is a reminder of our mortality. We did not will ourselves into existence. On the contrary, God willed us into existence, and we are answerable only to Him. The use of ashes as a sign of repentance comes from Scripture. Its use is mentioned in Esther chapter 4, verse 1, Job 42 verse 6 and Daniel 9 verse 3. The ashes are administered by clergy or an extraordinary minister of the Holy Eucharist. Catholics and non-Catholics can receive ashes. The ashes are either scattered on one's head or a cross is traced on the forehead of the person. The palms used from the Palm Sunday from the previous year are burned, and this is what is used on Ash Wednesday for the ashes. And in the Bible, the use of ashes was a symbol of repentance, of mourning, of turning away from sin. No meat is eaten on this day or Fridays they follow. They relent in the United States of America and most throughout the world. Elsewhere, every Friday of the year may be a day of abstinence from meat. The rules of fasting and abstinence are as follows. And this is from Canon Law 1250 through 52. The penitential days and times in the Universal Church are every Friday of the whole year and the season of Lent. Abstinence from meat or from some other food, as determined by the Episcopal Conference, is to be observed on all Fridays, unless a solemnity shall fall on a Friday. Abstinence and fasting are to be observed on Ash Wednesday and Good Friday. The law of abstinence binds those who have completed their 14th year. The law of fasting binds those who have attained their majority until the beginning of their 60th year. Pastors of souls and parents are to ensure that even those who by reason of their age are not bound by the law of fasting and abstinence are taught the true meaning of penance. So again, abstinence from meat is on Ash Wednesday and the Fridays of Lent and or every Friday of the year for those 14 years of age and older. And fasting, which is eating one meal or two small meals, is done on Ash Wednesday and Good Friday. and from ages 18 to 60 or 59. Now, each diocese or conference of bishops may have different rules, so be sure to check with your local diocese regarding the rules for fasting and abstinence in your area. Of course, those with medical conditions are exempt. So you have any conditions that do not allow you to fast or abstain from meat or any kind of food, then please do not do it, because you don't want to risk your health. Let us ask God for forgiveness for our sins and ask Him to help us on our journey in life, especially in this Lenten season. We should frequent the sacrament of penance often and seek spiritual guidance from a holy spiritual director during this period. Now I'm going to offer a bit of a reflection for Ash Wednesday and the significance of the ashes. Many reflections come to my mind, in particular the humility we should aspire to live by. During Ash Wednesday, we receive the ashes as a sign of repentance, humility, and a reminder of our finite existence on earth. The ashes remind us of our state in this world. We are dust, and to dust we shall return, which comes from Genesis 3, verse 19. It is a reminder that we are not in ourselves. Our lives, our successes, our education, in a word, our entire being, returns to dust and ashes after death. All that we were or could have been is reduced to a pile of ashes. The whole thought is humbling. Ironically, the very word humbling comes from humility, and the word humility comes from humus, which means dirt, soil, or ashes from the earth. The ashes placed on us should remind us of humility. It should remind us that eventually we will die, and that life should be well spent, so to speak. Not in the way of the philosophers, live, eat, and be merry. We do not have all the time in the world, so we must make good of use of the time in order to try to be our best and try our best to follow God's will. As Ecclesiastes 3 verses 1 through 2 states, "For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born, and a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up what is planted." End quote. God will call each one of us in due time. It's only a matter of time until He calls us back. We will face judgment immediately after death, as Hebrews 9 verse 27 tells us. "And there is no attorney out there that will defend us, nor can we make ourselves any use of any alibi. It is important that we try to do God's will and not waste our lives on sin and other vices that give the illusion of happiness or joy." Like the quote from the classic movie A Bronx Tale, written by Chaz Palminteri, states, quote, "The saddest thing in life is wasted talent," end quote. We will have the talents necessary along with God's grace in order to live a virtuous life and grow spiritually. Ash Wednesday and Lent shall remind us of this. The ashes remind us of our finite state in this world. The fasting and abstaining from meat remind us that we can give up anything in order to grow spiritually, even sustenance. This shouldn't be a burden, for, quote, "Man does not live by bread alone, but by the word of God," end quote. And that's from Matthew 4, verse 4. As an atheist, existentialism was part of my frame of mind, which states that all rests on the individual. We are an end in ourselves. We decide who we are, what we do, and what are we to become. Ash Wednesday added to my way of thinking. It reminded me that I am not an end in myself. My intellectual reasoning ability, my knowledge, my talents, etc. eventually will dissipate as I take my last breath. This allowed me to consider that there has to be more to life. This couldn't be it on earth. There has to be more. However, that's a topic for another show. Unfortunately, some Catholics rely on the external aspect of days like Ash Wednesday and Palm Sunday. They often call the AMP Catholics, who come to church on Ash Wednesday and Palm Sunday out of duty or false piety, and not a genuine search for God and discipline to grow more in Him. Like the Pharisees, they do not internalize the symbolism behind the sacramentals given on Ash Wednesday and Palm Sunday. Faith cannot become a mere duty or obligation. It must be a way of life. I hope you attending the services for Ash Wednesday or Lent or the Masses here unto Holy Week, or you receive the ashes already, that you remind yourself that we must be humble. We must remember that we are indeed dust, and to dust we shall return. Nothing will change this. No advancements in science or medicine will make death a thing of the past. This is something we all have to go through, whether we want to or not, and we all have to go through it. The ashes should remind us that the hourglass is slowly emptying, and that we must make every effort to use every precious second, millisecond, minute, to grow spiritually in God's grace. Of course, we will fall along the way, but God will help us get back up. So I wish all my listeners a blessed Ash Wednesday and Holy Lenten season. Keep focused and remember not to make this into a duty or something that you have to do just to get out of the way. Make it a way of life and focus on it. Take time each day, read from scripture, do the Lectio Divina, meditate on certain scripture passages or certain passages from the writings of the saints, or your own personal meditations, or something that happened to you during that day, or something beautiful you saw that day, or something in nature, and just meditate and focus on God and how God is calling you to repent, and that God is merciful, that there's nothing in the world that we can do that will prevent us from having God's mercy wash us away from sin and evil and vice. So take this period of Lent to renew yourself, to purge yourself of all those things that have been plaguing you and your relationship with God and with one another, with your neighbor. Thank you for listening. God bless and Mary keep.
Thank you.